Time for our weekly medical health segment on the WTAX Morning News Watch. And our special guest is Gail Jennings. She's a registered dietitian and coordinator of Choosing to Lose, an adult weight management program offered by the Memorial Medical Center here in Springfield. Gail Jennings, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
We've had her on the telephone so many times, and she says, no, Bob, never been here, but we're sure glad you're in the studio with us. This is our weekly topic of weight loss, because we're coming up to the tail end of the year and quite a few New Year's resolutions or quite a few New Year's resolution lists that people have will have weight loss probably at about the top, isn't that, Gail?
Sure seems like it. At least half the people seem to say, yep, that's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to lose some weight, and I'm going to do it right.
Choosing to Lose. You've had it for a while over at Memorial Medical Center. Has it been successful?
Absolutely. We started, the dietitians put this program together, and our first class was in 2009, and so we've done two or three each year since, and we, you know, have the opportunity to interact with all these individuals and increase their knowledge and their eating, improve their eating behaviors and incorporate exercise, and we feel really good about it.
And you're getting good response back from the people that they're losing the weight and keeping it off?
Yes. One of my participants who went through last January, started last January, she actually did a video for us. So you can find that on Memorial's website at memorialmedical.com.
What makes this program different from other weight loss programs?
Well, as I said, it's homegrown. The dietitians at Memorial put it together. We didn't buy into anything or try to incorporate, you know, or take off from some place that had already done it. So, and we're always changing and making changes as necessary, and we have the freedom and flexibility to do that.
And it's a weekly session that the participants go to?
Yes. It starts on January the 8th, and it's a weekly session for 10 weeks. It'll be on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. At Memorial in the Nightingale Conference Room.
What's it like? Describe a weekly session.
We have different topics each week. We start off with looking at the nutrition facts labels and looking at calories and reading those packages. And then we take a week to go to the Fitness Together exercise facility out on the west side of Springfield. And then we take a week for each of the big macronutrients, the protein and mm-hmm. carbohydrates and fats. And we have a virtual grocery store tour, and we look at eating out and how the portion sizes have changed.
Gail Jennings is our guest. She's a registered dietitian and coordinator of Choosing to Lose, an adult weight management program. It's at Memorial Medical Center. What are some of the common behavior pitfalls people have when it comes to eating habits?
Well, I do use a book from Dr. Robert Kirschner. He's out of University of Chicago. It's called the Lifestyles Weight Management Program. And he has these quizzes that go along with it. There's eating, exercising, and coping behaviors. And so just a couple of examples on the eating lifestyle patterns. If you don't plan your meals or eat a set schedule and you often end up skipping meals, you're a meal skipper. And so there's worksheets to go along with each of these patterns and some goals to work towards to improving those. So it's a chance to look at what we're doing and those pitfalls and how we can correct them.
In past years, when I've talked to you, you've stressed that this isn't all about nutrition. What role does exercise play in your program?
Exercise plays a big part in the program. As I said, we go out to Fitness Together, and they show us how to do some good exercises for anybody. And so each week, you know, we meet back up and we say, so what have you tried this week? You know, we set up different goals and we just are very flexible. It just depends on the group. But there's some groups that are already into the exercise, and that's wonderful. Or there's some that are really scared to start and don't know where to start. And so we take it from there and give everybody the opportunity to try something new.
And have a session. You know, your sessions, you got people, and they're offering a lot of information. I think that's good. I think that's good for people to open up and talk.
Yes, it's great. And it's a small group, you know, 5 to 15 max. And so it's something that you get to know everybody and interact with and learn from each other's successes as well as maybe past failures too.
What kind of results have you seen with the program?
It really just depends on what the people put into it. But we've seen results up to 15 to 20 pounds in the 10 weeks of weight loss. But it's not only that, it's also increasing knowledge and behaviors and making those changes for a lifestyle and making this be the last time you ever have to do something like this.
What What do people have to do then to enroll? Is it complicated or is it fairly easy?
Fairly easy. Just make a call to our Memorial's Healthline at 788-3333, and Sue will ask you your name and address and phone number, and that'll get you registered. If you have questions, you can call myself at 788-3474 or email at jennings.gale@mhsal.com.